First of all, where are you? How are you? How's the family doing?
Family's good. Everything's good. I'm in Anaheim. I'm actually standing in the Honda Center right now. We're redoing our dressing room, so I'm going to go a little tour here in a minute. Berkey, that dressing room we always wanted done is almost finished. We tried for years to get. We're finally getting it.
You're going to get rid of those old plywood booths or stalls?
Oh, I think so. I think they're all gone. They cleaned out everything down there. That workout room you used to spend all those hours in, it's gone. So it's good. So everything's good here, guys.
Go ahead, Berkey.
Okay, so Bob, people listening, I'll make full disclosure. Bob and I worked together lots of years, and he's a dear friend and a great executive. But I want to go back before, long before I knew you. You won a Memorial Cup in Cornwall. Tell us about that.
That was quite interesting. We had a few of us from Kingston had gone down to Cornwall and the year before to the Quebec League, something we didn't even know about. It was about five of us, and Orville Teche was running the team. And the year before that, Cornwall team had won, didn't win 15 games in the Quebec League. And this team came together, and they did a heck of a job. And that was the first year of the round robin in Ottawa, and it was in Ottawa. And Edmonton came in, and you know, Edmonton had John Davidson and Phil Russell, and Peterborough, Roger Nielsen coached team. We're lucky for us, Bob Gainey was injured, and we won the Memorial Cup there in Ottawa in 72.
And Colin Campbell was on that Peterborough team as well.
Oh yeah, don't say that to Coley. He still rubs it. There. He makes a little comment once in a while to me about that one. Oh yeah, we beat them 2-1 in the final. It was a good hockey game. So it's just it was a great experience.
Justin, go ahead.
Bob, you had just a ton of success over the years there. You know, that Anaheim Ducks team has always been so competitive. I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about the challenges of being patient when you are in a rebuild, when you're trying to get things turned around, and the facts of the matter are sometimes you have to just let your young guys get older. What are some of the challenges with that? I imagine there's a lot of frustration just sitting there kind of waiting for it to happen.
Oh, yeah. This is not, you know, we're all very competitive people, and Berkey and I, we don't have much patience, so this is it's difficult. It's interesting. I'm right into it. I'm enjoying that part of it at the moment. I wish we would have gotten a little farther with our development part of it last year. I think some really good things happened, but I wish we were just one step farther ahead. But again, you've got to be patient. You've got to work with them. Like, I can't wait for example, phase three to come so we can get some of the young players back here. And that's what we're going to do. And get, you know, okay, this is what went on last year. Now what are we going to do so next year this doesn't happen? And I'm quite anxious for that. And it is, there's some nights you just shake your head, I got to tell you. Because we don't like to lose. None of us like to lose. So it can be tough that way.
We're in conversation with Bob Murray, the Anaheim Ducks Executive VP and GM. About a week, maybe 2 weeks ago, we had Doug Wilson on this show, and he couldn't stop talking about not just how competitive you are, but how tough you were as a player. Looking back, what do you think the scouting report on Bob Murray, the NHL player, would have been?
Probably short, overweight.
Oh, come on. He said you were really a good player, and you obviously, you know, 1,000-plus games in the National Hockey League is no joke, nothing to joke about even. I mean, were you as tough as your reputation, I guess, is what I should ask.
I don't know. I just think I'm very, very competitive. Almost, and it is to a fault at times. It used to be just awful on the golf course. It's just, you know, as I'm getting older, I'm mellowing. Sort of.
Sure.
And yeah, I know, Berkey. I was waiting for that comment. But I love to compete. I love to play. And I just love being a player and love competing. And I was very fortunate just to get to play so many, something you love to do. It was wonderful. And, you know, getting to play with a guy like Dougie for all those years, it makes it, you know, it was pretty good. I just couldn't beat Edmonton for a while there.
No one could. Berkey, go ahead.
No,
And what I would say about Bob as a player, remembering watching him a lot as a player, was almost mistake-free hockey. Like if you're a defenseman and don't make glaring mistakes or even little mistakes, that's a great gift, and that's what I remember. I wanted to ask you, Bob, you had a kind of a public blowout or bit with Dallas Eakins here, and I know you wanted to address it. Tell us about that.
Well, again, it wasn't as, what it was is I have to meet the press after all this time and talk to them. And basically, Berkey, there was no – I was trying to get across the point that I kind of left Dallas high and dry. Because of what had happened the year before when I let Randy go, went down behind the bench, and then I brought Dallas in and his experience in Edmonton, I felt I had to get away and distance myself just for his own for his own good. And I left him high and dry. And I should have been around him more, should have helped him more, because – As we, was just asked the question a minute ago, this when you're transitioning your team, rebuilding, all these words we use, we had a lot of young players there. And when we got injured, we even had more young players. We had too many young players in the lineup. I should have helped more. And it put a big burden on Dallas because of, as we recall, what he went through when he was in Edmonton. That's what I was trying to say, and it didn't come out right. This happened. Something got tweeted or something got out right away that was only part of what the story was. And I'm happy with where Dallas has taken the team. I really believe it started good last year. There was a little problem in the middle, and then it was getting righted near the end. We made a few trades, and it was going the right direction. Unfortunately, we didn't get to finish the year because I think we would have finished pretty well. But so there's nothing there, Berkey. It's just, and those are the things where you try to explain something, and sometimes you don't do a very good job of it.
Keeping it there, or at least in theory, anyway. I'm curious where you stand on the idea of keeping or having veteran guys in the lineup, and it, hypothetically taking away spots or ice time from young guys who need development. I know at the same time those young guys need players to, sort of tent pole guys to help them through and teach them. What is your personal belief in terms of how many veterans need to be in there to help these young guys?
Kind of like a minor league situation where in order for your young players to develop in the minors, and Berkey, you and I have always had this philosophy, you've got to surround them with quality veterans. Well, at the point where we are right now, you've got to have the quality of the veterans around to lead your younger players in the right methods, to hold everybody accountable and to hold each other accountable. And that's the thing that, that's what has to happen is these young guys, it's kind of a hard love where there's got to be the accountability in there. But the older players have got to keep themselves accountable, too. So I think you definitely need quality leadership. And I think we have some of those people in our lineup, and I'm going to be pushing them big time to speak their piece going forward, to say some things. Like some guys just, it's not in there. We have a couple that are really good hockey people, really smart, and they have leadership abilities, and I've talked to them a few times already, and so has Dallas. Okay, we need you to step forward, going forward. It can't always be the only one left here is Ryan Getzlaff. It can't be him. It's not fair. He needs some help from that next tier group of guys, and we have them here. And they've got to take a step forward. They have to lead by example, and they have to hold each other and everybody else accountable.
One of the veteran leaders on your team, although he's a goalie, Ryan Miller, will be turning 40 in July. Can you give us a sense of what his future might hold, knowing his age and the fact that we're in this pause and Anaheim won't be playing till next season? Will he be back?
I don't know that answer. I really don't. I talked to with our goalie coach the other day about that. I don't think Ryan has totally decided. I know Sudsy's in contact with Ryan a lot. I leave goaltenders alone because I don't get that position. So I don't understand them. So I just leave that to Sudsy. And we're talking about that. We're starting to, you're getting some idea of what the time frame is going forward. And as Berkey will tell you, coming out of the lockout in 04, when we had both just, I had moved from Vancouver and we were coming into Anaheim, it was really interesting. And again, we were coming to a new team, but we got to watch Vancouver, the types of players that struggled coming out of it. And that's a good, you know, I've gone back and looked at some old notes and stuff. It's a good learning experience as to who could struggle going forward for a team like us, who's not going to play again until, who knows, December sometime, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. We have time for one more, actually, with Bob Murray, Anaheim Ducks Executive VP and GM. Go ahead, Berkey.
So, Bob, not many people will remember this because we're getting old, but the 3 full years I was in Anaheim, our team and the Portland Pirates played in 14 playoff series. And that's what people don't realize is Kevin Dineen won six playoff rounds, played in six playoff rounds in the American League the same time we played in eight, which was by far the most of any team in the NHL. Development's critical. You've got Kevin there back now in San Diego. Tell us about San Diego.
It's a good day. That's one of my biggest regrets, Berkey. And that's what I'm trying to follow, that what we did back in those days. And we had good teams in both places, which comes into, you know, the problems we have when we get to the playoffs and things with players and not being able to use them. But it's interesting when you look at that. Kevin, we had made ourselves become very, we were going to be very good at the end of the year in the American League last year. And we did that on purpose because winning, if you win in the minors, you got a good chance to win when you get above. We even did a thing like sending Troy Terry down at the deadline because he hadn't played in the playoffs the year before. He had a broken leg. And he's had success before. I felt like a guy like Troy Terry has a chance to be a leader. So I wanted him to go down to San Diego, lead that team into the playoffs, and then he was going to get a bunch of help when we were done. And that's the one regret, because it's just what you're talking about. That team had a good run the year before with Dallas, and I truly believe they would have had a long run again this year when, you know, Sam Steele and those guys get down there. And that didn't happen, but it's the same philosophy, Berkey. If they win down there, if you create good leadership and have good young players, they learn how to win, that translates to the next level.
Well, Bob, we appreciate you sharing your thoughts and time with us. As you said off the top, just stay safe, be well, and good luck with the new dressing room there at the Honda Center. We appreciate the time here on Hockey Central.
Send me a picture, Murph.
All right. I'll send you a picture, Berkey. Thanks, guys.